This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My husband has been behaving quite odd for the past couple of days. I'm not sure, but I think he's cheating on me. No, I'm not just saying that. I do have valid reasons to suspect him. Like, he always came home after work. He wasn't a very party-going guy, but he's always late for the last couple months. And if I ask him why, he dodges my questions, never giving a satisfactory answer. Last night, I suddenly woke up and saw my husband wasn't there beside me. I looked at the clock. It was 3 a.m., so I got suspicious again. I tiptoed downstairs and overheard a conversation coming from the kitchen. No. Why would I lie to you? I was at a meeting. Believe me. Yes, yes. I will be there tomorrow. I'll take the day off. Okay. See you. As soon as I heard him disconnect the call, I returned to the bedroom quickly and pretended to be deeply asleep. He came back and laid down beside me, thinking I was asleep all this time. That day, I decided I would find out and finish this once and for all. As my husband left for his office, I acted completely normal. I have an important meeting today, which I might run late, so don't wait for me. Okay, drive safe. Yeah, bye, Judy. I don't know why his last words felt like I would never see him again. I saw his car fade away from my window. Now, it's time for me to execute my plan. I waited half an hour and called his office. By this time, he should be there. After a few seconds, his secretary picked up the call. Berkshire Hathaway, how may I help you?
Can I speak to David Smith?
I'm sorry, ma'am, but today is his day off. May I take a message?
No. I'll call tomorrow. Thanks.
Tears came to my eyes. So he is lying to me. At least there's no confusing regarding that. My husband didn't know, but today when he was taking a shower, I connected my phone to his car's built-in GPS so that I could track him down. I didn't use it at first because my heart still hoped that if I called him at his office, he would be there. I hoped he wouldn't break my trust. I took a bus wearing a hoodie and joggers. I had my mask on so that no one could recognize me. I thought maybe he would be in a hotel or some restaurant with his secret mistress, but instead I found his car near an amusement park. I was shocked because that wasn't where I expected him to be. Maybe he was trying to play safe, and it was his idea to avoid running into someone familiar. It was an afternoon on a weekday, so when I reached the amusement park, it wasn't that crowded as it used to be on the weekends. I found his red SUV parked near the gate behind three other cars, and my heartbeat got faster. I told myself that any minute now, once I enter this place and see him with another woman, our marriage is over. I put on the hoodie and started looking around for my husband. A bunch of kids were standing in a queue near the teapot ride. I carefully checked every guy, but I didn't see my husband anywhere. I was going to the other side of the park when I heard a kid yelling loud, "Daddy, Daddy, look! Mom bought me this big cotton candy!" I turned around and saw a boy about 4 or 5 years old walking with a woman with blonde hair and sharp features. They both raised their arms and waved at someone standing behind me. I followed their eyes and saw the guy that the boy was addressing as Daddy standing near a vending machine. It was my husband. My head started to throb in pain. I felt like my heart would explode. Not only is he sleeping with another woman, but he has a son? How long has he been pulling off this dual life? Oh my God. I grabbed a bench nearby and sat on it to catch my breath. I saw them laughing and spending time like a family. I did not doubt that my husband was fooling this other woman too. The veins in my forehead popped in furious anger. My eyes turned all red. I am not the kind of woman he stamps and walks away. I realized that if I divorce him, he would be even better. If I get out of his way, he will get back with his other family. But I won't let that happen. I will make him pay for this. I will bring him pain. I started following him silently. They walked to the center of the amusement park to try on some rides. The kid pointed out to a bungee trampoline set up in the corner and started pleading with them to let him try it. At first, the woman said no, but my husband caressed her cheek and said something caring with a smile. He never smiled that way with me. Can you believe this man? I gave him my 12 years, and this is how he repays me? Suddenly, an evil idea came to my mind. I noticed the harness tied to the iron pole of the bungee trampoline. Beside the trampoline stood the roller coaster ride. Heavy bogies ran over the tracks while people screamed in an adrenaline rush. I knew what I had to do now. While everyone was busy buying tickets for the bungee trampoline, I slowly walked to it. A ride operator was standing there. I went to him and said that there was an issue on the teapot ride, and I think that he should check it at once. Not having enough staff on a weekday, this guy went to the teapot ride thinking that there was some defects. No one was paying attention to me when I loosened the safety harness just a little bit. After that, I hid behind a bathroom stall to watch the show. The kid came rushing to the trampoline with his beloved mom and dad. Finding the non-assisted ride, they looked around when the ride operator came back with a confused face. It wasn't hard to guess that he didn't find any issue with the teapot ride, as I lied to lure him away. He took their tickets and tied the kid with the safety harness. My husband was elated and clapping in joy to see his son in that ride. He had no idea that soon his joys would fade away forever. The kid started to jump, and the ride took off. He was jumping and yelling, "I'm flying, Daddy! I'm flying!" My eyes were stuck at the joint of the safety harness. The more he jumped, the more it started to loosen up. When he was at the top highest, a metallic crack occurred, and the safety harness swooped away, making a whipping sound. The kid, tied to the other harness, got swung back with great force, and his head hit the roller coaster track. The force was so strong that it only took a second, and his skull smashed into pieces. He didn't even get to scream, but his mom did, as blood splattered everywhere. I turned around and went straight to the mall washroom. I took off my hoodie and joggers and put them in my handbags, changing into my other clothes. I am very much aware that the CCTV footage will catch me loosening up the trampoline harness, so I've already brought a new pair of clothes with me. Then, I started to walk towards the exit. People in the amusement park were screaming and running past me towards that bungee trampoline, and I couldn't care less. I walked to a secluded area a few meters away from the park, then burnt my hoodie and joggers and returned home the same way. My husband didn't come home that night. I left him calls and messages like I was really worried about not hearing back from him. He came back all messed up the following day. His eyes were swollen because of crying too much. I opened the door and said, "What happened? Where were you?" "I was so worried, David. What the hell is going on?" "Nothing. I just had a terrible day. Can you please leave me alone?" "Why? Because your son died?" I couldn't pretend anymore. His eyes widened in fear as well as shock. "You knew? Then why didn't you say anything?" "I'm leaving you, David." I grabbed my luggage and got into my car. David sat with a blown-away face. He didn't say anything, and I didn't wait to listen. I enjoyed seeing him suffer. Now, he will never know who killed his son, Even if the cops find the CCTV footage, for the rest of his life, he will keep wondering. And if he suspects me of this crime, there will be no evidence to prove it. No one saw my face. There's no proof of me going there, as I never took my car or a cab. So I was never there. I don't care if I go to hell, because I had my revenge. Now he will realize what it feels like to lose someone you love the most. This happened when I was 13 years old. I'm from Nashville, but I stayed at my grandfather's place when this particular incident occurred. They lived in a small town named Harper's Ferry in West Virginia. Those who have never been to this place must know it's an ideal spot for nature lovers. The city is built around the Shenandoah River. Technology hadn't completely devoured childhood back then, so kids liked playing outside. So it was my third visit, and I wanted to go to the newly opened amusement park with my friend Ronald. I was his next-door neighbor, so that's how our friendship took place. He was a very chill guy, but loved making fun of random people. After breakfast, one Sunday morning, we decided to go to the park. The amusement park had a water slide and a McDonald's, so we planned to eat there. We rode our bikes and reached near the park. Being the town's recent attraction, the place was booming with kids. There was cotton candy and popcorn stalls, various games and rides. Ronald pointed out the water slide, and we immediately ran towards it. We brought our swimming trunks, so we went to the washroom to change into them. The public washroom had toilets in a row. Ronald went to the first one, and the one beside him was occupied. So I went to the third one in the row. Whoever was between the two of us didn't make any sound. Ronald and I were constantly talking and discussing our plans for the day. Ronald and I came out, and we were washing our hands when he looked at the closed washroom door in the middle.
Whoever's in there has diarrhea.
Stop it! He can hear us.
I don't give a damn.
Saying this, he walked straight and kicked hard on the toilet door. Nothing happened for 10 seconds. Then, the door creaked open. A man stood there, keeping his head down. We couldn't see his face as he wore a baseball hat. He didn't say anything, just laughed in a pretty weird way. Ronald and I didn't wait anymore, and we walked out. While walking out, Ronald said in a low voice, "What a creep." We bought 2 tickets and we went to stand in the queue. To take the water slide, we had to walk up to a 3-foot-high platform and then slide down into the Big 09. In the pool, Ronald and I were pulling off some challenges of our own. We were trying to stay underwater while holding our breath when I saw a person submerged inside the pool at some distance from us. Even though it was just for a second, I didn't fail to recognize that person. It was that same man from the washroom. Freaking out a bit, I opened my mouth and drank some chlorine water. Ronald rose to hear me coughing. I somehow controlled my troubled breath.
What happened?
I think I just saw that man underwater. He was staring at us.
Which man?
That creep in the washroom.
What? Where?
Ronald started looking around the pool, hoping to spot that guy, but surprisingly, we couldn't find him. We went down the water slide some more times, but that man was nowhere. When we had enough of the water slide, we thought of going for some ice cream. The ice cream bar was at the back of the park, so we had to walk for a while. While I was telling him how much fun this place is, Ronald stopped all of a sudden. "You're right. He is stalking us." I followed his eyes and saw that man again. This time, he was sitting on a bench right beside the ice cream bar. He was still keeping his head down, and finally, I started to feel something bad was coming our way. Without saying anything, we walked to the bar, grabbed our ice creams, and we were coming back when the man lifted his head. I have never seen such scary eyes before. His eyes were too big and bright, not in a good way. There was absolutely no expression on his face. He wasn't moving a muscle and just sitting on the bench completely wet and staring at us in a death-cold way. I was sure he was in that pool with us and watching us. This guy is so weird. I told you I saw him in the pool. Why did he go in wearing all his clothes? Maybe he's too lazy to do laundry. I couldn't help but laugh, and Ronald joined me too. We ignored him and walked past him eating our ice creams. For the next 20 minutes, every ride we took, every corner of the park we went to, that man was there. He was following us the entire time. We tried to lose him, but I don't know how he always found us. Ronald and I got pretty freaked out by this weird guy and decided to call it a day and return home. We went to the washroom one more time to change into our regular clothes. We watched the man standing as we left and constantly staring at us as we stood outside the washroom. What is his problem, man? Let it be. We're leaving anyway. And... But Ronald couldn't stop himself anymore. He shouted at the man. Leave us alone, you freak! I told him just to ignore the guy, but he went on shouting and cursing at the man. A few people started to look at him with suspicious eyes as Ronald went on screaming furiously. The man stood there a few seconds more and then vanished into the crowd. We didn't notice that people went ahead in the line, and we got left out. The line for the washroom was now too big, so we got frustrated. We just wanted to leave quickly, as we had enough. There was a small tent at the corner that had tools for storage for the amusement park. Let's go change there. Ronald pointed at it, and I followed him. We decided to watch our backs, so I changed while Ronald stood in front of the tent. The back of the tent was dark. There was a big tree and dense bushes behind it. I was wearing my t-shirt when I felt the bushes move a bit. I stopped and watched them for a second when Ronald yelled at me. Come on! Hurry up! Yeah, almost done. I came out with my backpack, and he asked why I was taking so long. I told him I saw something in those bushes, and he laughed, saying it was probably a squirrel. Next, it was my turn to stand in front of the tent. While standing near the tent, my eyes were roaming around like crazy, thinking the man would appear again, but I didn't see him. After waiting for almost 10 minutes, when Ronald didn't come out, I got a bit worried. Ronald, are you done? Who's taking long now? But still, no reply came. I got extremely worried this time and quickly went to the back to check. As I peeked at the back of the tent, I saw a horrible scene. Ronald's dead body was lying near the bush. His head was wrapped with his t-shirt. It seemed like someone strangled him to death. Whoever did this had a lot of strength because Ronald didn't even get the chance to struggle. My veins froze, and after standing there like a statue, I finally let out a dying scream. The security of the park came rushing with so many other people. They called the cops, and everyone got terrified after hearing about the murder. As the cops lifted his t-shirt, another shock caught me off guard. Ronald wasn't just strangulated. His head was turned backwards like a broken doll. The one who did this covered his head with the t-shirt because he wanted it to be a big reveal. Me and some other people in the park also spoke about the weird man following us. I even gave details to the sketch maker. And the death of my friend is now an ongoing murder investigation in West Virginia. I don't know where that man is now, but I hope the cops catch him soon before he takes another innocent life in the sickest way possible.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
KFC Everyday Value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.